Well, the Acre finalist and awardees have just been named. I'm Mike Davis, and I am with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And first of all, let's talk about Acre just to make sure everybody knows, because this is something that's growing every year now. Tell us about Acre, first of all, and what this is all about.
You're right, it is. We began Acre in 2018, and that is an acronym. ACRE stands for the Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship. So now you know why we call it Acre.
Right.
It's a mouthful. But this is our entrepreneurial panel that selects recipients from our applicants. These are folks who are already in business and make a presentation as to how some small financial support would help them expand, add in a new phase of business, do something a little more efficiently. We have several components of Acre, and this is one of them. And just now happy to make these awards to some South Carolina farmers.
People can find their stories online. We'll post this on sfntoday.com, and I'm also sure that it's on Acre's website as well. Is that right?
That's correct. Now, I'll tell you the interesting part. We go from beef and pork with a couple who want to expand their online business, an organic vegetable farm owned by a lady in Lawrence County, have a dairy farm that is wanting to add, they do some pasteurized milk, but they also do some non-pasteurized milk, so they're expanding up in Anderson County. Got a bee farmer. They call the queen and comb, and that's pretty neat. And they're expanding, and of course that's a vital part of all of vegetable and fruit agriculture, to have the bee population managed. Our Gullah Farmers Cooperative down on St. Helena Island outside of Beaufort, they're really been working over the last few years to expand their cooperative business with some processing and more finished product, and so we're happy to support them. Got a neat one upstate in Pickens County that's working with hydroponic smart gardens for indoor use. So that's where, you know, people can get these small operations indoors, and I think they supply those types of material. So that's an interesting one. And then finally, down in Charleston County, we have a farmer who's growing ducks and processes those ducks and sells different products from that. So, you know, it just points to the variety that makes up South Carolina agriculture, and I'm just happy to work with them. One thing, we mentioned Chester County and Lawrence County. These are the first recipients from those counties that'll be a part of the program, so we're happy to spread our Acre support further around the state.
The Agribusiness Center for Research and Entrepreneurship, Acre, and next year there will be some new awardees and some new nominees, correct, Commissioner?
That is correct. As I said, the starting level, and as well as this level, which supports those who are wanting to take their business to the next level. So, as we all say, every large operation started as a small one. Someone just willing to venture out and take that risk to grow, and that's how we want to support them.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.